Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yeshayahu Perek Samach, the 60th Perek of Yeshayahu. This actually happens to be the Haftorah for Parshas Ki Savoy, which is the 6th Haftorah of Nechamta, the 6th Haftorah of Comfort, which we're actually approaching at this time of year. There seems to be two themes in this Perek itself, so we're going to focus on each of those, but in different stages. The first is the theme of immediate redemption, and the light. This sort of seems to be a theme of light as relates to redemption in Yerushalayim. So the Haftorah begins with Kumi Ori Kivo Orech. Wake up and get to the light because your light has come. It's talking to Yerushalayim. Ukvoid Hashem Olaich Zara. That the honor of Hashem is shining upon you again. And again, this is talking to Yerushalayim. And of course, we're going to hear a lot of the words of Lech Adodi, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz Lech Adodi, also come from this Haftorah. And he describes, so the darkness is going to cover the rest of the land, but Hashem will shine light upon you and return His glory to you. And it's describing how, in this particular instance, how there's going to be, your light is going to be the guiding light of all the rest of the nations. They're going to see you, they're going to follow you. And we have a verse again, which here we've seen before, but it's in a different permutation. That you're going to open your eyes, Yerushalayim, and you're going to see that all your children are coming to you. All your children from different corners of the earth are coming to you from far, far away. And then you understand, and everybody else will be fearful because they know that you ultimately are the place. You're going to be the center of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that at this point in time, that Shifas Gamalim Tachaseich, Bichrei Midyon Ve'efo Kulam Mishvo Yavo. So you're going to be covered by, you know, approaching caravans of camels. Zohav Luvana Yisu Tehilas Hashem Yavaseiru. There's going to be all this offering, all this peace offering brought to you, Yerushalayim, as the center, as the epicenter of the world. This is the first section of the Perek. The second section follows about Hashem's control over the nations. This runs from Pasuk Ches to Yud Ches. Very strong section. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes how everybody will be in fear of you, paying homage to you, Yerushalayim, because of Hashem's power. And the Bnei Necha will come to your walls, and then the kings will serve you. So first we'll start by just the people, and then even their leaders, because of the power that you will wield. And Hashem says, Ki agoy v'amnachol asher lo yabducho yovedu. Those good nations who don't serve you will be destroyed. V'agoyim chorov yecherovu. The nations will be desolated. And it goes on to describe how every different nation will come to you, will bring you a different homage. And in place of your being abandoned, in place of being alone, now you're going to be the honor of the entire world, the joy of every generation. And Hashem says, you know, most poetically, in the words of Yeshayahu, Tachas nechoshes avizahav, you know, in place of all the stolen copper that they took for you, I'll bring back gold. Tachas abarzel avikesef, and in place of all the stolen iron that they took from you, you'll be replaced by silver. And in place of the stolen wood, there'll be copper. It's beautiful because earlier on, at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, we know that there were these beautiful golden shields which were stolen from the time of Rechavam, and Rechavam replaced them with copper. So it's almost the reversal expression over here, which just seems to be happening and being described at this point in time. Yerushalayim will be the center again. This is the end of the second section. Then the Haftorah returns very briefly to the theme of light, which again seems to be is that there seems to be a disappearance of regular normal light. It's not going to be the sun which is presenting you with light, nor the moon. Rather, so that HaKadosh Baruch will be your glory and your light. You will no longer need the lights of the luminaries. And this will end, so to speak, your days of Avelos. Well, this is fascinating because the Mephoreshim point out that this refers to what we call the Orgonos. That means to say that it's if you go back to the days of creation, we we associate that light and daylight with sun, but ultimately light predated the sun because the first day of creation talked about the arrival and the creation of light and darkness, and that was before day four, where the sun and the moon were created. So clearly, there has to be an independent reality. And the Mefarshim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't in fact create this light independent of the sun and the moon, a spiritual light, and that light was hidden away for the La'asid Lava, for the future, for the Tzaddikim. The Oregon was a hidden light, and we're talking about a time where that light will come out again, which seems to be what Yeshayahu was talking about. And finally, we close with the two very enigmatic psukim in this Haftarah, or in this Perek, and that is Vamech Kulam Tzadikim Noelam Yirshu Oretz Netzer Mato'ay Ma'aseh Yedei Lispa'ar. That we say that your nation are all tzaddikim, are all righteous. Very powerful description over here. Your nation are an entirely righteous people, and they shall possess the land for all time. They are the shoot that I planted. The Netzer Mato'ay, my handiwork in which I have found glory. B'nai Yisrael is the glory of Hashem. This pasuk obviously refers on a literal level, as the Radak points out, to the return of B'nai Yisrael to the land of Israel. This is going to be the redemption process. But it is also to be noted as the pasuk which is quoted before we read Pirkei Avos. This pasuk is quoted as a reason to describe that all of Israel have a chelek la'olam haba. That all of B'nai Yisrael have a piece of the world to come and to come. That's a call Yisrael yesh la'olam chelek la'olam haba. Shene'emar, quoting our pasuk, v'ameich kulon tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. The inheritance of land is not referring to land as in real estate, but rather land in the world to come. This does not mean to say that everybody has, estates in the world to come. It just means to say they have a basic portion just for the fact that they are part of the nation of Israel. And finally, the last pasuk over here is a very, very famous pasuk of the Haftarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKaton Yiyel Elef, the smallest one will be 1,000. Vatzair, the youngest one, the Goyatzum. This seems to be referring to either one family of Klal Yisrael or one Shevet of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then concludes by saying, Ani Hashem, I am God, be'ito achishena. At its time, I will speed it up. At its time, I will speed it up. Now, that is actually an oxymoron. It can't be on time and sped up at the same time. So what is going on over here? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Ches, Amun Aleph, famously tells us, Omer Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rami, Rabbi Alexandri, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, point out the contradiction between Be'ito at its time, that Geula is going to come at its specific time, and Achishena, and I will make it come early. So he says, and he concludes by saying, Zachu Achishena, if B'nai Israel have the schus, it will come early. Loi Zachu Be'ito, if they do not have the schus, it will come at its right time. Which means to say that there is a predated time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that the Geula will come, beyond which that time we will not be abandoned and left without it. But there's also going to be a time where we can bring it earlier. So famously speaking, we know that it's the year 6000 from creation, which we are rapidly approaching, which is the Be'ita, which is at its right time. But b'chol yom achak eloi, every day we wait for Mashiach, because if we are really, really waiting, if we really, really deserve it, then it can come at its right time. And in fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin there goes on to describe the differences of those different modes of Geula. If it's at the time that it's supposed to come, meaning to say the sell-by date, then it's going to come naturally, then it's going to come more simply. Whereas if it's going to be Achishena, it's going to come early. If we merit it, it's going to be more miraculous, it's going to be more powerful, there'll be less suffering. There's a lot of different aspects where the Geula will actually differ if we have the schus of bringing it earlier. What Yeshayahu is ultimately saying to us, then and now, is that the key to Geula lies not in the hands of Hashem, but in our hands. If we are willing, if we care sufficiently, then that will be the opportunity that we have to bring it earlier. But as Hashem, we should be able to see that. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.